Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Fufu and Tips.
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing?
I'm doing.
I think that what you are is sturdy, flirty, and thriving.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
How you feel? The same, obviously.
Yeah, exactly the same, babes.
Yeah.
But
I can't believe you're with us 2 years in a row.
I can't believe it myself. Guys, two years in a row, I've spent my birthday with these girls by fire, by force.
You make it sound like it's the worst thing ever.
I mean, it's not the worst, but yeah.
It's not the best thing. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it was good. It was a blessed birthday weekend. I don't know, time just be going. I don't know. I just feel mature.
Yeah, mature?
Yeah.
You wake up mature?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely felt like that for a long time, but it just hits, you know?
Yeah. 30 mentally. Is like. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I think obviously it's like pressure. Not pressure, but society. Yeah. Like when you think of 30, you're like, okay, yeah, I'm a big woman.
Mm.
But just.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I get what you mean. It's just a number.
Like a baby
but
girl,
it's still,
but
yeah, you still feel the same, but it's the number.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, wow. Like I'm not in my 20s anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be the same when I turn 40.
Literally.
I'll be like, oh, my God, I'm not in my 30s anymore.
Yeah. It's I think when I get to 40.
Every decade.
When I get to 40, that's what I'll definitely think. But 30, I didn't feel.
Nah, for 30, I was like, wow, yeah, I'm 30.
Yeah,
this is a different.
Interesting.
Yeah, this
okay.
is different. But anyway, what's going on?
Elon Musk is officially fucking Twitter up.
Yeah, you're a Twitter head. So what's going
on
over there?
I'm not on it like the way I used to. I don't run that.
Is it because
people
of Elon?
Really think that
Sorry?
It's not good for them
because
as well.
Of Elon you're not on it like
no,
you
no,
used
no,
to?
I've never heard that.
What? People are like, Twitter's not good for my mental health.
Out of all the apps, Twitter?
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
Twitter is very much, your experience on Twitter is very much dependent on your timeline.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So if you have the type,
But
it's like, if you have a type of one where everyone's arguing, there's always some kind of topic, especially very race-centered, very like, that
it's
kind
just
of thing.
Heavy.
Yeah, heavy. If you like a bit of banter all the time, you can make your timeline like that.
Mm.
But no, so he's changed, first of all, it's now called X.
Oh, so it really is, and the bird's gone.
Yeah,
yeah, the bird's
that
gone.
Man, that man is
and like so now, sad. The actual. So when you're about to.
So wait. Sorry, let's go back.
Yeah.
If it's now called X, what are tweets called? Because tweets Twitter the bird.
Listen now. Actually, when you're about to, before when you're about to post, you type up a tweet. And you're about to post it. The button said tweet, right? To press it. Now it says post.
Oh.
When you quote unquote retweet something, it's not called that anymore. It's called repost.
Oh.
So and the thing is, it's actually he's actually. Gone and reversed incredible marketing, incredible like impact because there is no other platform where posting has its own word.
Yeah. Like this is called tweeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tweeting and retweeting. Yeah. Like it's actually completely fucked it.
Mm.
And it's actually like just for the sake of I don't know what, but it's just completely and now you can buy verification.
Stupid guy.
Very lame.
Very lame.
I was about to call someone out, but it's okay. But yeah, people will be trying to, like, yeah, people that want to be in that influencing space or want to feel like they're,
important.
You know, important
but
will come in.
Twitter's not for influencers.
It's not, exactly. That's why I don't get it.
So
that's
what is it like? It's just for
just
anyone.
Conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's
okay.
What it means. And that's what's so refreshing about it.
Yeah.
Because people are really themselves on there, generally speaking. Mm. But, yeah, it's just been a bit of a cesspit, really.
But people are not going to leave it now because so many users are already in it.
Twitter can't be replicated.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be. Like, look what Instagram did.
Yeah, what was it called? Threads. People were on there for, like, literally 4 days. And then crickets.
What a flop.
Yeah.
I didn't like when... I feel like there's no time where... Like, there's a time... How do I explain it? Like, you can't replace something that's still there. Do you know what I mean? Like...
And it wasn't in the, like, a, it wasn't...
In its full.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
like
right.
Instagram kind of swooped in on the Snapchat with the story.
Yes, yes.
But, like, they're failing at trying to be TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do people still use Snapchat?
Oh my god, someone added me and I got an email. I haven't signed into an email.
Not an email. Not even a notification.
I got an email notification yesterday and I was like, what is this? Because I haven't signed into Snapchat in years. So I have no idea.
I have cousins that are on Snapchat. Are they, and that's where they show their full selves. So that's why I'm
like, are they grown or young?
Oh, they're just like, yeah, around about my age. And a bit older.
Well, I know Snapchat is like, that's where all the kids have their group chats.
Yeah.
Really? Oh my
God. Yeah, they talk on Snapchat. It's so weird.
Wild stuff going on there too.
Just take a quick photo, then
No, it's chat.
Oh, actual chat.
Yeah.
Is that because it disappears?
So like what?
No, it actually doesn't disappear. Their chats don't.
What's the other one? Be Distant.
Be Real. That came and went.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
What's that?
It's the one. So what happens is you get a notification and you have to take a picture of what you're doing right then.
Ah.
What? We've totally missed that.
And so everyone
is real.
That one sounds ridiculous.
If you want to see what everyone else took, you have to post yours first.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not popping anymore.
It shouldn't pop.
Because we haven't even heard of it.
The idea of it is like, to be real, like no one's, it's not curated. And if you really want to, if you want to pre someone, well then you have to put something out there as well.
I get that.
It was popping for a long time.
So you could only post when someone asks you to post.
No. Like, there's a notification that goes around for every beer who's in the water at random times of the day.
Oh, so it's okay. Like, that makes more sense.
So it's like, gotcha. Sometimes at 1 PM you just get beer people just putting up their work laptop.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Or like, that's what most people would be doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, you have to post, because a lot of people are on Instagram, never post a day in their life, hating on someone who has the confidence to put something out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids really enjoyed it, but I kind of just...
I'm still hearing it pop up. But
I mean, you know what? My office age is different. So.
Yeah. I'm still hearing them be real.
You can actually hear the notification because it's at the exact same time for everyone. So you hear the notification pop up at the exact same... Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
There was like a black... owned version of Twitter.
Blitter.
I feel like it was a bit.
That's not.
No, I even Googled
it. Is it meant to be like Black Twitter or be bitter?
Like Black Twitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, but that's not original.
When was this?
Just like Twitter with blood.
Oh, that's too funny. And what happened to it?
I thought it was something else. Okay, maybe I'm.
You sure?
It started with a T?
A T?
Yeah, black owned social network, Blitter.
Wow. Oh, Blitter, not bitter.
No, Blitter.
It's like what? Like that's such a weird.
No, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Twitter, though, I'm guessing we've all seen the Montgomery brawl.
Honestly, Black Twitter is so
hilarious.
They will brighten up your day.
Yeah.
Like, just going through Black Twitter threads.
So, you have Twitter?
No. Oh. I'm the old person that gets the screenshots from Twitter, Instagram.
Exactly.
So, mine takes about, 4 or 5 hours of buffer and loading. Okay, 24 hours for it to hit IG. Oh my gosh. I feel like when he threw his cap in the air, for me, that was like the nigga back signaling.
Every
stereotype,
honestly.
He swam. No way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard what's come out about the white people? Apparently they were saying the N-word. They call them the N-word like they were being racist.
But it's very obvious.
I think
guys, they just told them to move their boat.
No.
They did. They well.
Uh-huh. Tell the story.
Okay, so the bigger boat, there were black people on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a clip where you can hear them that they're singing and stuff. And then they're like, the boat's got to move. So they're like, the person on a mic is like singing, but singing that they should move, but they didn't move. And then the security
came
told them,
and asked them,
and then that's
move.
When he went to punch them.
Yeah.
So.
But no, but the white people on the boat and the security guard, they got into a brawl, and then obviously they went back to their boat instead of them zooming away. They were acting like king shit and acting all entitled, like, well, we're not going to do anything. And that's when like that big ass boat got a bit closer. Then that's when the boy jumped in and he swam, and then everyone came from everywhere. And then, it was so good.
They say America's not a real
place. It's actually not a
real place.
Like, the things that happen in
the folding chair guy.
They've rinsed the folding chair out. They've really rinsed it.
And they're doing demos.
Have you seen that photo of Malcolm X looking out the window with a gun?
What?
Oh, there's a really famous photo of Malcolm X looking out of the window with a gun.
Oh, I know what you're
talking about. And they photoshopped the chair into his hands.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh my God.
It's wild.
They don't know what to stop. That's the thing. I love our people, but we don't know what to stop.
But you know what?
But the actual scene of him hitting the woman over the head with the folding
was
chair
wild. Was
it is crazy. Wild.
It is a bit too, yeah.
And oh the police were right next to him.
Yeah.
So rather than stop him, you've just watched him
do it. At that point,
and then you've arrested him.
Nah.
But apparently when they went back to the hospital, because apparently that place in Alabama is full of black people anyway. So
Montgomery.
They went, they went back to the hospital and they're like looking around. After their ass whooping, they were just like, oh, what the fuck? Like,
wait,
there's so many black people here. And they're like, why is there so many niggas here? And they're like, then don't come. Like, don't get treated.
Isn't Martin Luther King, not that he's from, I don't know if he's from Montgomery or he did something in Montgomery.
Yeah, he died in Montgomery.
Is that what it
is? I think he did.
I know there's something important about
he's
Montgomery.
From Atlanta.
Atlanta or Alabama?
Alabama.
No.
You said Atlanta.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta. But I don't, he has something to do with Montgomery, is what I'm saying.
Oh, the Montgomery bus boycott.
There we go.
That was like something. Yeah.
Where did he
die then? Memorial thing is in Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah, he was from there.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Is that the memorial of him?
Oh, he died in Memphis. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Tennessee?
Is that the one where he's hugging someone?
Is this stuff embarrassing?
No, no, no. There's like a
the history stuff is not.
Well, he's what?
Of like... And it doesn't really, everyone's just like, what is this? And he's just, it's arms going across like this.
Oh, is it? I think there's hands.
Oh, it's a hand.
It looks a bit dark.
Yeah, and people are like, what is this?
It's in New York,
really?
I think.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It looks really weird. I know.
Anyway.
I've been to the Atlanta one, I don't remember.
The Atlanta was just
no, it was new. Yeah. It's new. Oh, it's okay. Within the last year or so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you saw something like that going on, would you join in?
No.
I've been taught better than that. Never go where there is a fight.
I'm not going to lie, I might, you know.
Really? No, because you need to know the like who's the in concept. The right. Yeah, who's in the wrong.
If it's not America. Like, America's a crazy place. That's I'm not trying to get shot. So I just But if I see injustice of my people, I might join in, you know.
You know what? If I knew that definitely the security guard was in the right, he's just doing his job. And then all those people came and bashed him.
But would you
and
need
he's like,
to? Exactly. That's
when I'd be
so
really
sad.
Shocked.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to stand there and watch that at all.
But I'm a woman.
I don't know if that would occur to me.
Wow. And it depends how many people are there.
Yeah.
It depends on
people
the scenario.
People are crazy though. Like people have
see,
knives.
All of you are thinking about this too much. Like it's a split second.
Yeah,
decision.
Like, I know I will default to no.
Because I'd be really shocked. First I'd be really shocked and I'd be like, what the heck is going on?
To be honest,
on?
I think I'm a busybody and I probably will go in.
I'll probably record.
But it depends.
I'm
if I'm with my kids,
something.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I'll
but if
something.
I'm by myself and I know that that man is getting like,
if
like
it was
beat
a group situation, if it's the exact same situation, no, I would not be.
I think I would. If there are a lot of us there, and like especially if I was on the boat, I'll be like, let's go. We're going.
But you know what? I don't think I would be hitting. I'd be more so trying to
then
tear
what are
people
you doing?
Apart. Like, and then
babe,
maybe
you
push
get hit
people
in the first, yes.
over the edge. No, and then push
I think
people
I
over
push,
the edge
push
of the
people
water.
In the water. That one, yeah, that one I would do.
I feel like
for sure.
it's like the water. I'm like, sure. Yeah, let me see if I can.
Yeah,
just
that
push
one
them
I would
into
definitely
the water
do.
Because so
they... when I saw the lady fall in, I was myself laughing. One of the ladies, they pushed her into the water.
Stay on that side. No, that's
like,
one thing.
I can't.
I don't even like when there's too much. When there's a little bit, I'm gone. There's, I don't even like.
I steer away. Yeah, I steer
after
away.
After the club, I leave. Like, yeah, people hang around. After,
yeah, then
that's the thing.
I don't do that.
I don't too much.
Do you know what? I wouldn't stand. I don't like standing at the club. But if, especially if like the police are coming through.
So
and
die.
Nothing's
like
going
Gillian
down.
One?
Be kidding. Nah. I'm there.
She'll
I'm
be
there.
Like, hey, what, is
what
going
the hell?
On?
Because I don't like that. Because it's like, I don't like that at all. Like, you know when we went to.
Why am I in it?
Because you were there.
Why am I in it?
Oh my gosh. When we went to the
I feel like this
Ghana thing. Party and then we were standing outside and the police came and said there was a fight.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
here for. Like,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
If the police wanted to do that, I was ready for war.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
care.
No,
because
yeah.
I don't know why you've come out of nowhere and said that there's a fight. Because there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
And you're driving
have
up and down.
Have you actually been in a fight?
Yeah, have you been in a fight?
Have I? Fight? Oh, there was that time where... Oh,
what?
Do you know what? You know
what?
I should stop talking. Because it was with you, but I should stop talking. Yeah, I should stop talking.
Nah, I must have been 12 or 2 or something.
Was, do you know what? It was when we went to a soccer game.
You went from 12 to
2. And then you
went...
Okay, it's okay. I remember.
And I was just like... And then the woman tried to get at me. But I went because I was like, they need help.
Who's they?
They, you and the person that you're with.
No, I'm
because the person was coming to attack the person that you're with.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh
and
my
then
gosh.
I jumped
now
from
I'm
where
like,
I was and came down.
Yeah,
and the woman tried to attack me and I just looked at her. I was like, I don't know why you're getting angry. And people had to hold her back. But like, I just went because I was like, my friend's in trouble. I'm going down.
No, it's your friend.
But we were with other people, and they were like, "Oh, why are you going?"
And that girlfriend I was with, I don't even know her. Like,
yeah,
that.
She didn't even know her.
But like, even if it's men, like, oh, you know those girls when the guys get fired, like,
no, not with men, no.
Like, this is who you really are, babe. Like, think of me. Look at me. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, the girls are just like always trying to stop the violence, and like they're trying to be like, you know, he'll listen to me, let him talk to me.
That's crazy. I think when you're physically in a fight, anyway.
God forbid, so you've been in a fight?
No. I'm saying, God forbid that's your situation, but I think when it actually happened, it's different. Right now, you're saying that because you haven't been in a physical.
I don't need to be in one.
She just knows her instincts, and her instincts are not to go and help.
Yeah. And like the injustice gets to me. So like, it's like I can't stand there.
Yeah.
I can't be soft. Like, I got to go do something. If it means I have to pull someone else in, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm.
I really wouldn't. I don't even like to linger. I don't like to be in chaos.
No, the lingering is.
In rubbish. I like to be amongst the rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, my mum hates it. Like, she hates to hear her kids' names in something.
Like, oh, that's my mum.
Yeah, like, I don't want to hear your name.
What parent wants to hear their kids'
name? But she's like, program that in me. I think I've inherited that. Because, like, after the BLM protest of 2020, I was like, let's go. Let's be going. Like, when we were done, and they were all hanging around like, at Central Station, you know what happened? The police came. They freaking what's the spray called?
Pepper spray.
Yeah,
they pepper sprayed my friend.
Why?
She was actually on like she's an acquaintance more like, but she was like on like in the photos in like news.
Yeah, but why?
See, do you know what? A protest like that, I wouldn't be there.
Because I will feel
that there's tension, so I'm not putting myself there.
But like, I left. You have to leave. You have to know when you need to leave. That's it. That's the thing. I left. Lingering is rubbish. Like, it's such a nonsense thing to do.
I think it's funny because my mum. Like, she's definitely been in fights.
Oh my god!
And like, when you meet her, you know, like, she does not mess around.
Yeah.
But she's just always ingrained in us that if you see trouble, you just stay away. It's happened to her, and then she got hit with a. Oh, and she wasn't even part of the
people
fight.
People catch strays all the time.
Like,
my friend that got spread, she wasn't even black. Now why am I in it? Why is she in it? Like,
I had a friend who actually, she was telling me recently that they went to a party years ago and then she got hit by a bottle.
Yeah, it's scary.
Like, not even in it, but just
strays,
in the crossfire.
Babe. Strays, exactly.
My brother has been in bare fight. Like,
sorry? Your brother?
Yeah.
Like,
it's worse for men.
He's fighting or he's just been in cross.
It was literally him against, like, the school.
Hey!
Not joking.
In this Australia or?
In Castle Hill. And literally, I remember us driving past.
Caucasian fists?
Oh, I think they were Lebanese. I remember us driving past the person who started it. My mum was like, literally caught out. Oh, God.
Did your mum get out of the car? She insulted them,
right? I'm just sitting in the back.
That's my baby.
Honestly, my mum, she'd be at the school with her head wrapped. She'll just do whatever she needs to do.
I can actually imagine your mum.
Oh, my God. But the amount of, like, fights that I've seen, like, my brother physically been, it's scary.
Really?
Things happen. Because he had, like, an 18th and there was, like, 500 people.
What?
Yeah. That happened to my cousin, too. They had to shut it down.
Oh, you could not go anywhere. No, but in an annoying way.
Yeah.
You couldn't go anywhere. So he was just always involved in stuff.
Yeah,
and he's not really a fighter. So I don't know how it even happens.
I feel like it just
happens. And also the crowds
that
you get around.
And if men start doing some people are like, oh, what's your problem, bro? What's your fucking problem, bro?
Like, some guys are stupid stuff.
But girls do that too, you know?
Yeah.
Do they?
You can't say excuse me. You can't say excuse me. Yeah. But like overseas, I feel like.
Girls do that. Yeah, they get a bit.
Territorial and weird for no reason.
And you're just like, calm down. There was this time when I was in high school and me and my friend were walking and this girl had come from some other school to bash up some girl from my school. And it happened right in front of us. And my dad was across the street.
That is Western
And my
Sydney.
Dad's like, should I come? I just said, no.
And my friend and I
are just like standing there watching them fight in front of, like, we're legit in front of us. And my dad's across the street watching, being like freaked out. And we're just like, nah, man, just stand there. It's fine. And we're just standing there watching. And after my dad's like, Gilly, why didn't you let me come and help? Dad, I was like, it was not necessary. Like... It's not necessary. This one, we don't need to be involved. God. But if it was a black girl, I probably would have done something different.
Maybe.
Wow. I know.
Anyway.
It's fair whenever in that situation.
Yeah, I just think you just don't know. People have knives on them.
I would never In the States, never.
Yeah,
but
in the States.
Catch me. Yeah. Not even London, to be honest. You would not.
They're crazy in London, babe. Exactly. They have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
They're practically homeless out there.
Like, yeah. Even Ghana. Everywhere but Australia, yeah, I would not do that.
You wouldn't do that.
I really wouldn't.
That's what I mean. Like, if I saw my uncle in Australia, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
By himself?
Yeah, who can't defend. That's my issue. Like, they can't defend themselves. I'm saying group
settings. So you're talking about what, the phase after where everybody was already in there?
Yeah, what am I doing there?
Like, no, what am I no, that one, that's not necessary. But see, if I was like next to the security guard, it's just the two I'm joining
you
in.
If it's just the two of you, I get that. That one I get. I can't stand there and watch
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but if it's like you're just going to jump in with everyone else, what are you doing? What are you doing?
No, it's true. Like,
you're asking for trouble.
Because when you keep watching, then you see all these other guys can come up. Where did you come from?
Like, does anyone know each other? Like,
because black people stick together.
Because there's an elder person.
Yeah. That's what will get me. Like,
I hate that.
And then there was like five of them against him. Like, what the heck?
You know what it is? Yeah. Do you know who's so scary? White, like Caucasian youths, because they have no limit. I feel like ethical
Caucasian what?
Caucasian youths.
Oh, youths.
Because I feel like ethical kids at least wouldn't bash an elder. Do you know what I mean?
Because they have respect.
Like
yeah.
It's, they actually have like no limit. I don't know how to explain. Like, they'll do anything to anyone. So
that's heartbreaking.
The guy, I don't know. They're just.
I just want to know if they're going to charge the guy with the chair. Because they did make the announcement and mentioned his name and said the guy with the chair.
An announcement.
Yeah, they had like a press conference. And they said his name and said the guy, like, I don't know the exact wording, but the one with the folded chair. So I was like, oh.
It was a lot. Like, it really was a lot. Like, even was like, oh. I mean, I laughed after. But, like, it was
the industry. I know.
Stuff. It was like, oh my God, to the lady.
Do you think we take things too far? What? Black people.
Oh, be quiet.
No, honestly,
they were going far about this one.
What?
They're the ones that are shooting our place as well. Yeah, why are we taking things?
Yeah, fair enough.
I feel that fair. No, I feel like it was very fair.
And no one died in this situation. Yeah. You just got a little sniff and tuffle.
People,
like,
people need consequences for their actions, bro. Yeah, like, you can't just bash up a 50-year-old man.
Yeah. At all.
It's so rude. Him.
And he was doing his job.
Literally doing his job. I know.
It's very wrong. I don't like that.
So entitled that
seriously, too entitled.
The fact that they even thought they had a chance.
Seriously. Yeah.
Oh. It's not.
The camaraderie, I love it.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. They like that. They're good like that. Like, people in the South are good like that, I think. Mm. Yeah. God bless them.
But we do need to pray for that.
Do need to pray.
Serious prayers.
Anyway, guys, Love Island winners, what do you think? I could not believe Sammy and Jess.
He hates her! He hates
guys, her! Guys. For the people that don't watch it,
just give her.
This guy, okay, let me tell you something. This guy has, throughout, from the beginning, right? Yes. From the very beginning, he's been like, she's not really my type. She's not that attractive. She's not a main. Like, I like her.
Yeah, but we get along.
Yeah, right? We get along though. But like,
no, I don't really go for blondes.
Yeah, and she's, you know, she's just not my, yeah, like, not me. Yeah, and then she's like, oh, I do really like him though. Like, no one, no one in Casa Amor held up a candle to him. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
he brought back another girl. He's like, he'll leave her and then he'll come back. He'll leave it. Well, she's his backup plan, pretty much.
Really?
And then in the end, I feel like the typical, like, they call them Fiat 500 girls in the UK, the Fiat 500 girls. Like, they're the girls with blonde extensions. They're the girls with blonde extensions that, like, have. They're from Essex. Mm. They're like, they drive Fiat 500.
They have lip fillers.
They have, like, you know. They have that, yeah, it's like, do you know what I mean, babe? That vibe. Yeah. They all saw themselves in her. Like, that was their representation, innit?
Not representation.
So, like, who, did they win as a couple or the guy won? Yeah. So they split the money?
No, they won as a couple.
Oh, so
you win as a couple, yeah.
You always win as a couple. So they were their favourite couple.
But I
thought Whitney could win it, but I was like, nah, UK would never let
her
black.
Yeah. I was going to say, did they hate her?
I don't think they hate her. Did they go
through a phase where they didn't like her?
Well, some white women were acting, because there was a point, remember she made Jess cry? I know.
I should put that in quotation.
Woman tears, I know.
Yeah, because
that was so dumb. And what Jess did was legit. She literally was talking shit about.
Yeah, she was. Maddie. Molly. Molly.
Molly, yeah, what are those?
Anyway, whatever. The point is.
I'm just.
It was a flop. I was shocked. It was shocking. It was hideous. It was disgusting.
Who did you think would win?
Who was the finalist? So
it was Zach and Molly.
I thought they were gonna really win.
Really, I was hoping they came fourth because I don't really.
Like I hate them, but I thought they would win because like I.
She
won it easier. Why did they bring her back? Like I'm sorry,
oh, that's the girl that they brought back.
They brought her back. She is so.
I don't know. She's like, just too. I don't know how to manufacture. She gives
ruts. Something about. I'm sorry. Like
maybe
she's
the
so
people
sneaky.
Liked her. That's why they brought her
because
back.
Because. No, because she has a mum in the business industry, in the film industry, the whatever industry is, what the fuck, TV industry.
Yeah, she's rich.
I can't even speak.
Have you seen the reunion? They went back to her house. His house is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, because she's filthy rich. Anyway, so
what's the point of Love Island then? It just sounds like they just get people with like some sort of notoriety or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of incest going on. Like
What's it called? Tyreek. Is best friends with that other guy.
A lot of them, and then
Scott used to date a Paige.
Wasn't there one girl her dad was like a
football
manager?
Yeah.
What type of black people are going on this show?
Actually, a variety, surprisingly.
Yeah,
what's her name? Is it Taz or Kaz? Taz. What's her name?
Kaz.
Catherine.
No, from winter season, the really mean girl.
I don't know.
With Shaq's girl.
Yeah, Shaq's. Yeah, what was her name?
Something
with T.
Anyway, so she was Zim. She was Zim. Kaz from the season before that was also Zim.
Hey. Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
But
of course, I got bare mixed people.
But India's Caribbean, Jamaican.
Yes, Jamaican.
Of course, bare mixed people.
Yeah.
Whitney's Nigerian, isn't it?
Yes.
So it sounds like the black people, there's no specific criteria, but the white people.
Are they, are they well off or are they just...
I mean...
It seems like Whitney's well off.
Yeah, she's got a wig business.
No, her family.
Are they? Yeah. Oh, bless.
Her mum.
She the Nigerian one?
Her mummy looks like she's very posh. Yeah.
What Nash is she?
Naja.
Naja.
Yeah. Anyway.
What was your favourite moment of the season? Top two moments. I already know.
Sorry. I love, even though it was evil of me, the Casa Amor recoupling was so... I booked a quiet room at work.
Are you joking?
Are you joking?
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
Booked a quiet room.
It was so delicious.
Girl, who knows how long you've worked at this job that you booked a quiet room?
I was doing work at the same time, but I couldn't. I need to because I can't contain my facial expression, so I had to.
But the fact that you were doing it whilst you're watching it.
I'm sorry because I need to discuss it because my friend Sosana, she didn't work that day, so she wanted to discuss it with me. So I don't want to make her waiting. So anyway,
what got me? Can I just say when I was texting you? And I was like, oh my God, Tariq. And you're like, he needs a psychological assessment.
Let me give you guys a breakdown.
It was too much.
Okay.
One
thing about me, I support women's rights. But I support women's wrongs. Okay?
You do?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because this guy had been stringing this girl along. Oh, you know, I'm not into, I don't want to be exclusive, I don't know. I do miss the game, blah, blah, blah. They all get sent to Casa Amor, which is like when people get to, the boys and girls get separated and they get tempted with different people. And at the end, they have to decide to stick with the person they were originally coupled up with or bring someone new.
Okay.
He stuck with her, but she brought in a new guy. Oh my days.
So what does that mean?
He's left single and she's got a new man.
Yeah.
Mm.
He was going to explode.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He was going to explode. And then she's like,
even though he's been stringing her along.
Yeah.
No, the thing was.
They decided to be exclusive.
They were going
to
be exclusive from here on out. And then because of his transgressions along the way, and they weren't minor, like girls were doing twirls for him.
Yeah, he was like, show me your outfit, like, in front of him, like, show me your outfit. Show me your outfit, twirl for me, in front of her. Is he rude?
Can we go on this show?
No, he was like, mind you, his ethnic mix is chaotic. He's Jamaican.
Like, he did it to himself.
He's Jamaican, Somali, English, and I think Nigerian.
Oh. What?
Yeah, yeah.
The heck?
One parent.
Is it just two people that make it?
His mommy's Jamaican and Somali.
Okay.
And I think his dad is Nigerian and white.
Oh, they're both mixed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It makes sense why he's so handsome. Oh my God. He's really handsome. But anyway, Anyway,
what a combo.
The second one, the second one was Kath. Yeah.
I'd love to know how they got together. That mix is wild, though.
Yeah, it is. But he's really handsome. Yeah.
Do you really think he's that handsome?
What did you say his name is? He's 2007. He's 2007 handsome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not serious, man.
Singlets and baggy pants. Like,
nah, you get what I mean when I say he's 2007.
Tyreek.
Oh yeah, he is. Yeah, he is handsome.
He's handsome.
Generally. Not in that picture.
He's handsome. Come on now. Oh,
yeah, like when he's photoshopped.
Lovely face.
Yeah, very handsome.
Gorgeous face.
He's got like the best of each ethnicity.
Mm. Yeah, it's like all the good bits. Yeah.
Anyway, so the other person, the other couple that was chaotic was Catherine and Scott. Scott's this white guy, right?
Is he socially awkward or
I think he doesn't like anyone that villa, you know. He doesn't give a fuck about any of them. Mm. Anyway, him and Catherine were like going really strong, but everyone put doubts into her head. And I feel like it was mostly because, she's black and he's white.
Yeah, I was going to say, Catherine was a black girl.
And he's like a conventionally handsome, like 6'6". He plays soccer. He's very handsome.
Yeah.
And he was so into her. Yeah. But everyone's like, oh, I don't believe that. Yeah. He's really that into you. You're being fake. Even Tyreek was like, I don't believe you, blah, blah, blah. So I think the doubts sent her off the edge. He stayed loyal.
Yeah.
She went and collected someone
he
else.
He also looked like he was going to cry when he came back.
No, he was very close to crying. Yeah. And she brought back this guy. Do you think that guy she brought back is handsome?
No, I don't like Elon.
I
was like, I feel like you're talking about Elon, but
he looks like the butler from Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he really
is. So this is Jeff Garnier?
He looks like Jeff.
Obviously, he has to be.
He is.
Elon, okay, right. Interesting. I'm so surprised that a person from that tribe would go on.
Yeah, that's what
I'm serious.
In my mind.
No, I'm serious.
Wait, make sure.
He does look like Jeffrey, though.
Yeah.
Well, he actually does,
he does.
Wait, actually, do I? I'm not actually 100%.
No, what's wrong with you?
He's not ugly, but he's not like Scott, baby. He ain't Scott.
Yeah, Scott is.
Scott's 100%. I'm just saying. Anyway, and then.
But he rizzed her up real good, and obviously she had her doubts, so they come back coupled together. 2 days later, the first thing that comes out of his mouth is, if the next babe comes in, a bombshell comes in, I'm going to get to know her. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
She ditched her tall white king for this?
Yeah, for you? And that's the first thing that you say?
Do you know what? Do you reckon she just got with him because he was black?
Huh?
Do you reckon she just got with him because he was black and she was more confident in her being in him being into her?
Isn't that a damn shame?
Did you know what she said? I knew she was into black nonsense when she said this. She was like, yeah, listen to what I'm saying. She's like, yeah, let's build an empire together. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's like, we can build an empire together, like a king and queen. And I'm like, you're into that.
Okay.
She's into that, I think.
Rotunda stuff.
Which is fine, but black at the nonsense, end of the day, you had a connection with a guy who was obsessed with you. And now look.
Look at you.
Have you guys started watching the American one?
No.
You guys never watched the American one?
No, I actually watched it.
Because I saw some clip.
It's very ghetto.
Clip of some white guy who was talking to a black girl.
Mm.
And then this other black girl.
Yeah, I've seen that clip too.
What? Finish your sentence.
And he didn't know what to do. because the other girl was like, come. But he's sitting next to another black girl. She's talking to him.
Oh, so they're fighting over him. Oh, my God. Yeah. Sisters, come on. Is he handsome?
I didn't really see him.
I don't really think so.
Not like Scott is very
But he just didn't know
Scott
what to do.
Scott is, like, only next to Davide.
Yeah.
Scott and David are the white king.
White, delicious.
No, I need to find a good picture of him.
And he's got a chiseled jaw. I think that's what.
It's the jaw and the chin. It's like a fake person.
Yeah. And looks like a typical handsome white boy.
What?
That's a bad photo.
I don't want to look either.
There must be a bad photo because he's handsome for real.
One of my girlfriends back
there. I promise he's cute.
Rivka.
No.
You said chiseled jaw.
He is very chiseled.
He's handsome. Like no joke. He actually is.
Oh,
okay.
Mary, show me a picture.
The jaw is giving. We're always looking at how he loves her. Stupid. Anyway, speaking of reality TV, guess what I started watching?
What?
Reality TV.
Reality TV. Sorry.
Can you show me Scott, please?
Yeah. Okay, fine. We're still on that.
You're not going to think because you don't like white people.
Yeah. But I'm saying he's. I'm not necessarily attracted to him. But he's handsome. Yeah. Like, he's handsome.
Yeah,
he is. I don't know if I understand.
And he's 6'6", bro. And he plays soccer.
Okay, nice. That height. Lovely. That height's good.
That height is lovely.
Yeah.
And, like, nice, oh, okay, cute eyes.
He is handsome. Yeah, yeah. Compared to Elom.
His profile. Elom is not that bad.
I know.
Like, to be fair, I don't think he's attractive.
Hey. Elon is not
really.
Oh, and he does cringe shit on TikTok.
Apparently, he's very much into business. That's the only reason why he came on Love
What's
Island.
But that's why people go on Love Island.
Personal
anyway.
Training, which is fine. But the way he promotes on TikTok is a lot.
Okay. So what have you been watching?
Real Housewives of Potomac.
Fucking finally, bitch.
I know. But
sorry, guys.
I watched the only one on binge, which is season 7.
You started at season 7.
Well, that's the only one on binge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, as if you can't watch it anywhere else.
Is Mr. World Premiere still out there?
Can you not listen to that?
That guy has defeated everything. He'll be fine.
I just want something quick to watch at dinner. My friend,
you know, World Premiere, it deletes old things. So
My friend has been begging me to watch it. My friend who is non-black, by the way, right? And my brother was like, oh, she's sus for liking BET, BET meaning Black Evil Television. From the Boondocks, like, you know, seeing, like, black people acting bad. Anyway, half their husbands are white.
Oh.
Yeah, on Potomac. In Atlanta, they're not. In Atlanta, most of the husbands are black, but on Potomac.
Who's white?
I don't know their names yet.
I think
it's in Maryland. Oh, okay. So it's close to DC. 7.
Oh, it's close to DC and most of them are white. Their husbands, really?
The girl who's getting divorced, she's divorcing her white man. Another one, her husband is a chef.
Me like, are you watching the same thing?
I've watched the whole of.
So one of the girls, like, he's a general manager of a hotel. He's a chef.
Oh, fucking Candace.
Yeah, and then the other one, she's divorcing him.
So why are they all divorcing?
I know. I'm looking. So, like, wondering why you're
three of them
like
have white husbands.
Why?
How many?
Are you just sure?
I don't know.
I thought it'd be fucking Ashley Darby. Oh, she's married to some Aussie guy. Oh, he's so gross.
Married to an Aussie guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
He opened up a restaurant called Oz in Potomac or wherever they're from.
Okay, I'm going to search her husband.
Anyway, I was... God.
Wow, he's very... he's very Aussie looking.
And, but they're all old. And they're not good white.
Yeah, he looks old.
That's very rotten milk.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't good looking anyway.
That's it. That's the only two. Who are married to white men?
I don't think it's not as it's
why,
not as
who's why does Giselle Bryant's name sound familiar?
Because she was married to Pastor Holy
Whore. Oh no, I was like, who's Holy Whore?
So familiar. His
name. Like, who's Holy Whore?
Oh my gosh. So basically her man has cheated on her, had babies on her.
Yeah.
He's like Jamal Harrison Bryant.
Bryant. Pastor.
So is she on Potomac?
Pastor. Yeah, she's on Potomac.
I mean, let me look her up because I don't know. I've watched three episodes, babe.
She's part of the Green Eyed Bandits. She's Giselle.
Why would you
spell
Giselle like that?
She's got three girls.
Because the guy I went to school with, her name is Giselle. It's spelled like that. Sorry.
I can't believe you don't remember her.
Let me see her face. Oh, yeah.
Not today. Yeah, yeah. Not today. Yeah. Ankles. That's her.
I mean, oh, this is. Yeah.
Who's Wendy Asifo?
Some Nigerian girl.
Yeah, well.
Is she the one who has like a PhD?
Yes.
Yeah. Good for her.
The girls are hating on her.
Why?
And apparently one of the girls lying about having cancer. It's just such a mess.
Yeah.
Shows are these? But you know what? I hate the way they do the music. What? Like, American reality TV, like, it's just too, like, the angle, the zooming in, and like, it's just, anyway, my mom was watching with me. She's like,
stuck
oh.
on lying about cancer.
Yeah, she was just in the room, and she was like, oh, I didn't know black people did makeup like this.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Like, and the, like, this, the heaviness of it. Like she, and
they
the,
have to do it because of
and the plastic surgery. She's like, oh my god, they look. She's just like, they look stiff, and she's just sure that black people do that stuff. Mm. Like, if I, yeah, like a lot of people think that black people don't do those things, but I think when you get to the States,
black
and then,
people in America,
yeah.
And that's the thing with Wendy, because when Wendy came on, she was like very natural. She had just had a baby. Her body was like, you know, just a normal mum body. She was like, you know, it's not about how I look. Like, she was very much like talking about how everything rests on what she's accomplished and who she is as a person. And it's not about aesthetics. And then the next.
Did she change?
Yeah. But the thing is, she's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because you go on the show, you can't, you present yourself as authentic. Then people are like, oh, you need to get your butt done. Like, you're like, you look frumpy. You like, you don't look good. So then you have to go and get.
So do you think the people that go on these shows don't have confidence, are insecure? Or do you think?
I think it's not the insecure thing.
Like, it will get to you. You're just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Seeing yourself on camera as well. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, I didn't notice that about myself. And I didn't notice that.
For 12 weeks. Yeah. Seeing yourself on camera for like 50 minutes, you're just like, oh, you nitpick yourself for sure.
And then also the spaces that you're going to be in and stuff like that, so you just want to keep up.
Yeah. And then also, like, to be honest, she said that it made her feel good. Like,
what did she do to herself though?
So I think she's done a little bit
on her nose.
Yeah. To her nose. And then she's definitely got her bum done. She lied about, oh wait, no, she got her boobs done and then she lied about getting her butt done. But one of the girls was like, I know you got a little something there. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, so she wasn't going to announce it. Wow. Yeah, she didn't announce it at the beginning. And then later on, she's like, yeah, and I got my butt done. And she was like, yeah, it happened to her. Like, your ass wasn't like that before. Yeah. So definitely, I feel like they just have to, they see themselves on TV. They're just like, oh, it's a bit.
Did you guys see Kylie Jenner announcing, not announcing, admitting that she got her boobs done?
Did she?
Who even cares?
No,
I just know that she said she regrets for doing the things to her daughter, blah, blah, blah.
Because the thing is, she, this is what annoys me, like, she was denying it every day at the time.
Why?
Yeah.
But, like, she denied her lips? Oh, that was ridiculous. Over whatever exactly. We were doing.
And, like, the way that, like, it just annoys me that they do that. Like, oh, I didn't have anything done. And, like, years later.
Then
like,
they'll come and say.
Because I think she's rebranding. Like, trying to be classy. She's
definitely rebranding.
Like, trying to be classy and trying to be. Because now she was saying, like, oh.
She's doing Black China acting.
Yeah, but this is what I was saying. Like.
Do you think because she's rebranding?
Yeah, she's definitely.
She's 100%. She definitely is. Even the way she's dressing is
but
changing.
But this is what I was saying with the whole Black China thing. It's like. There's nothing else that she can do. So she's got to now backtrack to be different, right? Yeah. So Kylie will do that as well.
Everybody's looking like her now.
Exactly, so yeah. Right? And so then how are you making money?
Like she's what's never the, looked
what's your USP? To me. What's your USP now? Yeah. So she's going to have to find something.
But like she said that like, oh, you know, I've always loved myself. It's never been out of insecurity. But she literally said.
She's so insecure. She said it.
She literally said she got her lips done when she was, because. She was kissed a guy when she was a teenager and he was like, oh, your lips are so small. And like, fair to be, that would make anyone insecure. But why are you acting like you're above being insecure?
Yeah. She literally said she hasn't worn an updo because of her ears for years. And you're telling me you're not insecure? Bye. It took her having a daughter to say that her daughter has her ears, that she should embrace them. You're just talking crap, honestly.
Yeah, anyway.
I can't believe they're role models for people. I'm just so sad.
No, but
about
they
it.
Actually run the trend. Do you remember in 2016 when everyone had those French braids?
No.
All the white women used to get French
and
braids.
They said
because
they brought them in.
Yeah. At the Kendrick Lamar concert that year, I remember every white.
But do you
girl,
know what they claim that Armenian people have braiding?
They have their own braiding.
Not like, yeah, not
cornrows.
Exactly.
Own braiding. Like, do that one then.
Oh my God.
And wear your Armenian clothes while you're at it, babe.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so dumb. Like, obviously, other cultures have plaits. Yes. It's not cornrows, is it? It's not box braids. So stupid. Anyway.
What else is happening?
Hey, there's been a lot this week.
We should call this Six Ad World.
Sorry.
What?
Six Ad World. Do you remember Daria? Today.
Oh, yeah. You're standing on my neck.
One of my best friends always used to draw her. Like Daria.
Daria.
I'm
really
obsessed. I'm like, yeah, draw Daria for me. In church. Anyway.
Hey, shit!
Oh my gosh, y'all. Tory Lanez in prison for 10 years. Woo!
You guys don't care?
No, I do. Oh, okay. I just can't bother.
I do too.
I just don't understand why people hate her. Why do people not like making the stallion?
Because they're miserable people.
It's
just misery. It's giving misery.
What reason do people give for not liking it?
They don't have a reason.
They're just being haters and they're just being misogynist.
I wasn't expecting them to give him 10 years.
No, I was not
but
either.
It's not multiple felonies.
Yeah.
Multiple?
So the illegal firearm, something about it. Yeah, battery and then shooting. Yeah.
Okay. Because I
and
thought.
Doesn't he have a case with some other.
Something else. Another tussle.
Yeah.
He does.
So they're just combined.
No. That one is still pending.
Still pending. Okay.
Oh, that one's still pending. So he might get more.
Yep. That's what he deserves. That's what he deserves.
Yeah, for sure.
10 years.
I wonder. And you know, Iggy Azalea wrote a letter of support for him.
Let's not.
What did she do? What did she do?
And they've now released the actual letter. I think she thought that. I've just come out. Yeah, I think she thought it wasn't going to come out.
She just received it.
Yeah, I received it. This just in. Before I came, I got it. I saw the links and I was like, oh, but I didn't open it.
No, it wasn't out when I. So they've only just released it.
No, I saw it this evening. I saw the link.
I think she tweeted and it's like, it wasn't intended for public eyes. And all I did was write about my.
She's always in the media for bad things.
And then she even writes
in
it like as a victim of abuse. And then, yeah, she writes in it. I can open it.
It's some moment.
I don't know.
And she's like, I would never like write to you to defend an abuser.
But yeah, something like that.
But you are though.
But exactly. Yeah, so exactly. What are you saying?
It's so crazy how some women will just die on the line for men. It's just so embarrassing.
Let's just not waste.
He is so sick. And Popcorn. Popcorn. He's a Jamaican artist.
She's like, I don't know what it is. Sorry, what? Because the way you even said it.
These stories of Tory Lanez, like,
Tory.
And he was like, "Stay up, bro."
Oh, God. No, so motivational.
People saying prayers up. I'm saying prayers down.
Prayers do down. Really,
do you think he's gonna be like Vibes Cartel and like record?
100%. I think he would definitely
record.
The memes
are too much. Do you remember that episode of Empire when
I didn't watch a lot of Empire. I watched like the first few episodes.
You guys, it's like on.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, there was just a clip that they used. That was going to be him.
In jail.
Yeah,
when Terrence House was in jail.
Do you remember that one?
I never watched that.
That show it dragged.
Yeah.
It's like good for one season.
Yeah. And then it just dragged.
It's rubbish. And then all of a sudden, Alicia Keys.
Drip, drop. Drip, drippity, drop. Drip. Drap, drip, 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 nonsense!
Oh my god, anyway.
Storyline.
Have you ever watched SpongeBob?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I but like.
Do you remember the little plankton? The evil little guy? Yeah, when he has to jump up and take
no,
the
I don't
jump.
Remember.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he is proper short, isn't he?
He's a short
guy.
I wonder where his dad was at.
Yeah, he's been quiet.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. He's been really quiet. I haven't heard anything.
Because he knows his son's gone to jail.
Yeah.
Jail. Anyway, I'm so happy. But the fact that people thought she was lying.
I know.
I just can't believe it.
It is wild.
And he kind of confessed in his like.
In his cell call.
Yeah. Like he's really sorry for everything that's happened, blah, blah, blah. And then they've
to
also.
To her friend, you mean?
Yeah, to his friend that he really still cares about her. But then people were also saying that like. He probably wouldn't have gotten such a hard sentence if it wasn't for the way he behaved.
Yeah.
And like the social media thing, acting like he didn't do anything. Because if he just came clean and admitted it, he probably would have gone off on a lighter sentence.
But the thing is, if he came clean and admitted it, then his fans can't defend him. Do you know what I'm saying?
You didn't think he'd
and
do it.
You don't need that.
Yeah. You need to not be in jail, babe. Yeah, exactly. That's what you need. But anyway, so stupid. Anyway.
What's happening with Cardi B?
Just throwing lots, mics at people.
Lots of things. Lots
but you
of
know
things.
It happened again, right?
Yeah, to the DJ.
It happened again.
Yeah.
Do you mean with her DJ?
Yesterday. Yeah, she threw a mic at her DJ. But I don't know.
When?
She just
at the same event?
No.
No, different.
Event.
Totally I think she must be really angry at this point.
Yeah.
But because people keep throwing stuff.
But at the DJ.
I don't know. Maybe she's misdirected anger, babe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like she's just angry because also the story of how, you know how she sued that blogger for $4
million? Oh, yeah.
And now the blogger is filing bankruptcy and Cardi is now telling the courts that, because basically if she files for bankruptcy, it stops Cardi getting the money.
Yeah.
Right?
But they said they can garnish her wages.
They've done that.
Oh, but
and they've even, I think they've even made her sell her house and everything like that.
That's so
and bad. So apparently, maybe so far Cardi's received some tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. I don't know the exact figure. But now she's going to the court and basically saying that don't add her thing into the bankruptcy, she still wants her money. How are you going to get $4 million from someone who...
When someone doesn't have the money.
Probably didn't even make a meal.
Exactly. From where?
So I just feel like
what
maybe
she
she's
sue
angry.
Her for again?
Because she wrote that Cardi was on drugs, that she has like an STD. Yeah. Like she wrote some crazy stuff. And okay. Cardi did come back and say that she had suicidal thoughts after like what the woman wrote, mental health and all that type of stuff. So yeah.
I don't know. I really do think the throwing of the mics is a bit mad.
I think people, I really do. Yeah. But the people throw stuff.
Because like, of course it's horrible, but it's like it's a bit a mic.
But Cardi's from the Bronx, babe.
But it's like fighting a gun with a knife. Like, why are you throwing a whole mic? You
could and do at a whole damage. Crowd. Yeah. Too. Like, not even two. Because
he didn't direct someone else.
Get the person. Yeah. You got someone else.
Yeah.
And then that person put
but
the Cardi thing on
is
eBay.
Unhinged. We should know this by now. She's really unhinged.
She can go to jail for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
Investigating battery.
No, they've taken it off.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because I think the person because the person she hit then went to put it up on eBay or whatever, and it the price was high. So I think she's just like, I can get money and just left it.
So she didn't. She
did, but apparently they've dismissed it, which I thought was really interesting because. If I got hurt like that, I'd probably want the money.
of course.
Like, brain injury. Like, come on.
Gosh.
But, yeah.
I think, but Cardi is like, she doesn't think. Like, you can tell she's
You can tell she doesn't think.
And that's why, like, she looks, for the longest time, she looks crazy in that beef with Nicki Minaj. Because Nicki Minaj is more sly. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But then she came out on top of it.
What was the beef with
her? Oh, because apparently something about their verses on Motorsport.
Sorry, let me just say, the mic sold for $100,000 US.
Oh, while people are dying.
Yeah, so the microphone Cardi B threw at the fan has sold for almost 100,000
K. No. We can't be living in this.
Oh,
world.
It says for charity. Well, some other
okay,
articles
okay.
Says for
charity.
But that's one article. I don't know if that's true.
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, in her beef with Nicki Minaj, Nicki was pretty much saying, if you have Cardi on this song, I'm not going on it. Like, she was very salty about Cardi's come up because for a long time, Nicki was just herself. Like,
just the one female
in the game.
Cardi wasn't giving her, like, accolades. She wasn't, like...
But she had the exact same beef with Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim. I was just about to say
she always has beef with Lil' Kim.
Nicki's husband? Oh, my God.
He's in some trouble.
Listen, okay. So Nicki's husband got done for sexual assault when he was younger, right? Yeah. And she... And he got put in, like, done up by his parole officer because he didn't register as a sex offender when he moved to a new state.
New state, yep.
And they chased down the victim to take back her thing.
Oh, yes, they did.
She offered her hundreds of thousands of dollars. Horrible. She offered to perform at her daughter's Sweet 16.
Horrible. What?
They would.
Her daughter's Sweet 16.
She's like, I'll perform at your daughter's thing. I will give you money. I will give you this.
And what then, kind of trauma is she trying to create?
And the girl was just like, she was for the longest time just didn't want to be in the spotlight. She had to come out. She's leave me alone because she's like, I don't want any money. All I want is for this man to never do what he did to me ever again.
And so he has
to stay on the record.
Yeah.
And that's why she's obviously so genuine, right?
Mm.
But then it started turning into threats.
Yeah.
After she stopped accepting the bribery, it was a threat. Like a and then... Mm. I don't know, man. She's just...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Something has gone very awry with Nicki. And it's just like, it's sad because she is a legend.
Yeah.
She's an absolute legend. Absolutely.
But I don't know. Like, I get where you're coming from. Like, because, you know, Nicki, Cardi B, I'm talking about Cardi B now. She's from the Bronx and blah, blah, blah. And people have been, like, there's been just, everyone's just throwing shit on stage lately.
Yeah,
it's
out of control.
You know what's going on there? Like, how people have the audacity to be, like, throwing shit at people.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why Burna will come and stomp on your face. Because, like, he doesn't like that. Yeah, that guy's crazy.
No,
but you're right. Because I think there's been a few, either some, either.
Gorilla? I think someone literally
threw something at her.
Threw something and it hit her face. Like,
wow. And I feel like either Summer Walker or what's the other soul
Kalani?
Person? No, the black girl. One that's on J. Cole's label.
Ari Lennox.
One of them too. Yeah. Something similar happened and then they just
walked
off stage.
Yeah, and same Kalani as well. No. I'm just like, why?
Pink?
Who's Pink?
Oh,
we came from the same pink, but pink was in the air. We're gonna get her.
You're saying pink.
Someone threw ashes.
Huh?
Yeah, their mother's ashes. I'm not joking.
No, white people are.
Actually, no, I do know that story. Yes. That's crazy.
I have not that long ago. Not that long ago. Ashes.
But she's always in the air.
No, she wasn't in the air.
Like, what's going to reach her?
Still, white throw. White throw.
Just poof.
That's so wild.
Ego bomb.
Like, oh, breasted like this. Nah, that's actually disgusting. disgusting.
Yeah, that.
But white women do love. Old white women do love. Middle-aged white women do love pink. They love
Australian. Australian love one.
They love.
She always sells out.
She's always. Yeah. And she's always coming back to Australia. Yeah,
they love
the same song. Like, I love pink, but damn.
Oh, she is good vibes though, but yeah.
Nah, I loved her in that black era.
I was gonna, she actually admitted she's so real. She's like, yeah, they were marketing me as mixed race, and she's like, it was wrong. Yeah. Like, and I was like, she said it. You're a queen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like you're real about that because I was like, no, I'm just being my town.
Yeah,
like
Christina. Yeah, I really did love her. During that
she was great.
Yeah.
coming up. That was at all the primary school parties.
No, not that one. I'm talking about there you go.
Looking pitiful. Just because I let you go. I know, the way she's looking at us, like, we're not even singing a song. There you go. When did this come out?
Even Google this.
There you go.
These youngins don't know.
Pink, even coming to look up.
Oh, when she had her red hair.
The song that came after that.
Maybe I was 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't
so what were you singing?
She was singing
so you didn't even know her R&B era.
Party started.
Coming
oh
up.
My god.
So you better get this right.
That's literally what
that's when she was transitioning. Yeah, and then she went full white with so much.
Transitioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the pop area, I don't think that was
no,
white.
And there was another one before with the There You Go.
Yeah, there was something.
I'm trying to remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. Pink.
And I think in the clip she had like
pink light skin era.
Short hair.
Soulful vanilla child.
Oh, gosh. So tragic.
I'm searching pink R&B songs because this is going to bother me.
Yeah, me too. There's something else. There's two songs.
Yeah, two. Yeah. And then don't forget that she was on Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, she was good on that. She was good on that. Her vocals are strong.
What is that song? Look at us looking for. I know because it's good.
Nah, guys,
you make me sick.
Dun 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 dun. Oh wait, that isn't that Real Love? I just want Real Love. Oh my god,
and Mary's like, you make me sick, making your own song. Why did you go on YouTube?
Okay, then what is it? I think we can only copyright for 30 seconds on YouTube, but let me play it.
You make me sick. There we go.
Yeah, can you just play it a little bit? Because yeah, I don't remember it.
I can't deal with these made up songs anymore.
Just fast.
You're such a hater. You just don't know them.
I know this song.
This is very black. Wow.
Very black.
Enough of this. You gotta go again, baby. You gotta go again. You make me sick.
Oh my
god. Wow. Oh gosh, back on pink. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, that was her black era.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to her. Now she's doing trapezium. It's called trapezium. What's it called?
Trapezium.
Yeah, trapezium is a shape.
Trapezium.
No, because you're like trapeze. You just.
Yeah, it's trapeze. Trapeze. But that way, everyone gets to see her. That's the good thing. Like when she's in the air, like everyone gets, you know. No matter what,
yeah,
because
she's
up high,
you can see her.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. She's a queen of that. She's actually the queen of that.
Yeah.
Did anyone see the prime athlete of Somalia?
Why are y'all laughing? Oh, sweetie. Oh.
Oh, Mary is actually so. It's been like 6 days. Relax.
The skip is what got me. Like, she actually did something. Yeah. She skipped at
she's like,
the end.
Hard work, hard day of work done. Let me skip. Let me just skip Gattle out of here.
Oh my gosh, when will our continent be full?
It's too much.
Yeah, she's actually a minister's she's a minister's niece.
Like, the secondhand embarrassment was too much.
Yeah, it really is
too much.
It really just makes us look so unserious, isn't it?
Yeah. It really does.
Why do they not do any like tests before?
But like, okay, if you don't have anyone, why participate? It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't actually get the motive.
Like, it's a force.
Maybe she just went on holiday to. Where was it?
But if she's ministers,
where was she? Where was it?
Wasn't she have money?
I'm watching it again.
It sounds like she's privileged already.
Yeah, but like maybe they went, her uncle was like, oh, go, I'll take you somewhere. Like he was flexing, I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to make up reasons.
Because I don't understand it.
I don't get it at all.
The only times I've heard of that is if people want to move, like migrate.
Yeah, but she's... No, I don't know.
Oh, it's a very weird distance. Like,
why couldn't they put her on the media team? Or
seriously,
something like that?
Honestly. Like, you're embarrassing a whole nation.
It's actually really sad.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have anything to say for your side of the continent?
I'm speechless, really.
It is.
I mean, we have had a previous incident with a man called Robert the Whale. He was a man called Robert, and he represented us, Ethiopia, represented, quote unquote.
Who are you quoting to?
Oh, yeah. To you guys. I mean, the video's not even on, but yeah. Yeah, like, he was chubby and came dead last. And so the media started calling him Robert the Whale.
So the media gave him that nickname.
Yeah.
So did he have a story like Eric the Eel?
Mm.
Like, with Eric the Eel, like...
No, babe, he was related to someone in the government.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's not great.
Yeah, it's not.
With Eric the Eel, wasn't it? He tried, but like, I think because he'd never, no, it was like.
He never swam before
or
something.
I think he never swam before and he wanted to do something. Like,
no, let me Google it. Yeah.
So everybody just fear, just prop, just in like, fear oh, water.
Like, yeah. You tried and he was just really happy with it. But it's like you went with honesty.
I
so if Somalia,
you could
have come
from Equatorial Guinea, bless
him. Yeah, he's from Equatorial Guinea. Like, there was some story to it. So, yeah.
I mean, he won brief international fame. At the 2000 Summer Olympics.
If he was honest
because they made
about it.
For an unlikely victory, he won.
No, he didn't.
What?
He didn't.
He said for an extremely unlikely victory.
Mate, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Check the stories properly.
No.
He didn't.
You're on Wikipedia. Can you
Oh, no. Oh, unlike, because he won the slowest of all time.
Finish the sentence, babes.
And I think he'd maybe trained in his country, but it was like a dream of him to actually swim, something like that.
That's
so
sweet.
I was thinking that he qualified in his country.
No. I think no one was swimming.
No, so they had a wild card draw.
Oh, and he was
to encourage participation in developing countries.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Right, so there's a story to it. That's why I was asking about the one from Ethiopia. Was there a story to it?
No.
Yeah, then that's embarrassing.
So he took up swimming 8 months before the Olympics and practiced in a lake.
Oh, that's actually really
sweet. Yeah, see? Yeah, so everybody was
that's
like, oh, this is really sweet. You know, and people were cheering him on.
Yeah, okay.
And he was really proud of himself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I that is fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
oh, but with him.
Yeah. This one's not embarrassment to your nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As for the girl of Somalia, that one's a different
that
story.
That was very embarrassing.
It was really embarrassing.
She wasn't even trying as well. The skip.
And even when she got out of the blocks, you knew that. Why is she here?
Yeah.
Literally. Why everyone is tense at the distance.
Yeah,
you're
like,
just relaxed. Like, what? Oh.
And do you know what? As,
girl.
As a, like, if I was an athlete in that race, I think I'd be offended. Because I've trained this hard to get
you,
to this point.
Make it look like a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. That means like anybody can come and run. Almost
but
like how Donald Trump became president.
They don't do any sort of distance before, like preliminary testing or...
I think maybe Somalia got a wild card thing as well.
No, really?
Because they would have... Because I haven't seen Somalias in short distance.
Yeah, but they could have said that, but they didn't. They just said she was there.
Oh, yeah, gosh. True. Short distance. That is true.
Yeah, we might see long distance. Sprint. East African. Oh, Lord.
Our people.
Oh,
our
God, people. Help them. Anyway, what else is near, darlings?
Nothing.
Wow.
Sierra?
Oh, oh Sierra!
Oh.
Pregnant again! Oh. Pregnant! Anyway. That was cute. Do you guys like her husband?
He's fine.
Okay.
I mean, if,
I don't know him.
A woman that has a husband, I would like a husband. My husband's fine.
Damn.
My husband, he's rich. He adores me.
Why do you say that? Because it sounds like you don't like him.
No,
I don't see a reason to not like him.
People always say he's corny.
People don't even know him.
People hate
exactly.
stuff.
Yes.
There are too
corny,
many haters in this world.
Yeah. I think people just like hate that she moved on from Future and they're just being haters.
They said that every time Future disses Sierra, she has another baby.
Yeah. Good.
Literally.
Because he's so lame.
Say that again.
Every time Future kisses Sierra, she has another
baby.
He couldn't believe she moved on from him. That's the thing. Remember that song he was like, I know I'm gonna get my bitch back? Do you remember that? In Jumpman.
I don't listen to Future.
What a romantic song.
I know
song.
I'm gonna get my bitch back. Oh, Jumpman. Anyway.
I haven't heard anything about Future recently.
He's laying low, isn't he?
Yeah.
How many kids does he have?
A lot.
Not as much as Nick Cannon.
Oh.
No one compares.
But Future's actually got, like, I think it's 6 baby mothers, 6 or 7.
Oh, it says he has 4.
4 baby mothers or 4 children?
4 kids.
Ah, okay.
Future? Nah, Future's got more than 4 kids.
Yeah, that's
oh, wait, okay, no, sorry.
Yeah.
No, legit, when I searched it, it came up as four, but then I scrolled down, it says eight.
Eight baby mamas.
So but like the kids? Top search says four.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It says
he has eight. At least seven.
At so, least. So they don't even know then.
It says he has eight and one, eight biological and one adopted.
What?
That's probably why like he adopted? That's he no, that's probably like he's
oh, siblings niece or nephew.
Kid or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, okay,
usually that's what
okay,
happens
okay,
when they do that.
Okay, yeah, 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 okay. Wow.
But he actually has eight baby mamas. That's a lot. So
what
all of them.
Said, what crack is in pussy? Like, spraying everywhere. Like
all of them child oh support. God.
Jordan and Carly are friends again.
Oh. Do you think that's real? That's a
no,
they,
they've been.
What am I saying?
My mom was really watching for them.
Friend in a while.
No.
So.
I think they've been friends for time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They've been friends
yeah.
for time. Yeah. It's because they welcomed Tristan back in. So they know people are going to drag.
So this welcoming of Tristan, are they together?
Welcoming?
Oh, no.
I know you.
So, okay.
Guys.
So,
Rebecca, you know too much.
So basically, Tristan's mum passed away.
Very sad.
And he has a very, like, a handicapped younger brother, half-brother. And so that brother's in his care now.
Half. Oh, they don't have the same dad.
Yeah. Okay. No. And he's very, I think he's only 16. And he's quite handicapped. So,
18, I think.
Yeah, I think
he's
18.
His 18th birthday. 18. You're right. And Chloe's been like supporting him and stuff.
Supporting how?
So
Tristan, emotionally, maybe?
He's because of some like hurricane in LA, his roof came off, and so he stayed like him and his brother stayed with them.
Ah, nigga, why don't you go to a hotel?
He can't rent.
He's very, very rich. Literally,
he has money.
I think they're just trying to edge it closer to them being back together.
Yeah, I think so too.
You don't think they would have announced that in
no,
the?
No, because everyone's gonna drag him. Like, why taking him back? So they're giving.
But they're gonna do that anyway.
They're going the sympathy route, babes. Oh, it got it brought us
really?
Back together. Yes. These people.
I really thought they would have announced it by now.
No, she's gonna because of the way because she destroyed Jordan's life over this nigga and she took him back.
The way they did that,
which is why they.
So
yeah, it was
ridiculous.
Foul.
It was actually,
which
but
is,
I'm really
yeah.
happy that she's been able to move on and she's with
and
this
and she's very
this
happy
guy,
and successful.
Like,
which is why they had to publicize that Kylie and Jordan
they
are friends
for
again
sure some,
because
some
they were like because of course anything. How can they be caught out? God, no one films them when they come out of their BBL yeah. surgery. I'm being serious. They obviously call everyone. I'm sorry. Anyway, so they had to publicize that they were friends. She was friends with Jordan again, so people can be like, okay, at least she's let Jordan back in. Otherwise, they'd be like, wow, why haven't you forgiven Jordan when you've forgiven Tristan?
Are Kylie's lip kits still popping?
No,
that's what I was
her company's today. Flopping as well. Her beeline's flopping. Yeah, it's flopping. Yeah, because no one wears
many.
Who wears matte lipstick anymore?
I like matte lipstick.
I do too.
Really?
But I don't wear it.
Oh,
yeah,
I
always
lipstick.
Put gloss over it.
Yeah, exactly. it's those liquid lipsticks that are like so dry that they don't even transfer. Do you remember those that everyone's
and
obsessed with them?
God. Oh,
me and Vanessa used to bang out Limbo. The color Limbo from ColourPop.
ColourPop!
I don't know what
it was like. If you kiss someone, it wouldn't even show.
But do you know what I really love? Like, okay, I really love the matte Ruby Woo.
That's
yeah, yeah,
I really
okay,
love
that's
that
lipstick.
Look.
That's lipstick. Yeah. Not the liquid lipstick. The liquid one is dry.
That one's, yeah, this one's different.
It's like poisonous. Like that's not like.
It's literally.
Anyway, yeah, her line is flopping, babes. All her lines are flopped. Her swimwear
What's
flopped.
That? Did she have a swimwear?
That literally
didn't even come out.
No, it came out, but
it
everyone hated it.
Because
yeah.
of the quality.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like one line, and it was expensive. Yeah. Yeah. Terrible quality.
Well, Skims is doing well.
Skims is doing well because
really
that stuff
well.
Is actually good. It looks good. That's
yeah.
why.
I almost want to buy it.
I know.
I will not surrender. Yeah,
I'm
I hear a lot of good
myself.
Reviews.
Yeah,
saw,
exactly.
Melissa's wardrobe that she was wearing.
Yes, yes.
Did you see that?
She brought sold out. Yep, Skims.
What
it lifted her nyash.
Yeah,
like,
it was
her shoulder.
Oh, that's what she wore
for
Stormzy's.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what everyone said was saying her ass was great.
She promoted it on her stories and it sold out.
Of course, because
yeah,
Melissa has
she's a proper influencer.
Melissa is a true influencer.
Yeah.
Like when they say Mel,
like
may you do it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Something like it looks like this in real life, right? Or something.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She had a caption saying that. That's just like. Oh,
why
okay,
would you
man.
Say that?
Great, great segue, guys. So I was like, let me find an alternative. You know who else has a shapewear line?
Who?
Lizzo. Lizzo. Yeah. She has a line called Yiddy. I was like, let me look.
Called what?
Yiddy.
Yiddy.
Yitty. Yitty.
Does that mean anything?
I don't know.
It sounds like it does.
Let me have a look.
Anyway,
episode of Googling.
The girls are coming out.
Yeah, they're really coming
whoa,
out. And
whoa,
I know she's
whoa,
she's come out with a statement, but too many people are coming out. Like it's not.
I think she should have held back on that.
She should have shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the statement didn't really help.
And then now they're using other things that she said. So, you know, the 60 Minutes story that came out? I didn't watch it. But I think in it, it says something like, she says something along the lines of, oh, I feel like I'm going through trouble or something like that. And people are like, well, that's what she's talking about, because she knew that she was going to get exposed.
In the song?
No. The interview that she did in 60 Minutes, like 2 weeks ago or
in
something.
In a song, she was like, hoes tried to like something, my NDA.
Yeah.
Hoes tried to sue me, yeah, I get the NDA on you, yeah.
So and Beyonce didn't say her name when she was
suing. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. She didn't
say
her name.
So Beyonce has a song where she names a bunch of black women.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, and one of them is
Lizzo. Yeah, Erica's name.
Yeah, and after it came out, after this came out,
she didn't say
her name.
She's so shady.
She's so shady. I love it.
I know.
I love it.
But yeah, like, it's not looking good. Yeah, and apparently not just her, it's her dance captain as well.
Her dance captain as well.
Babes. Okay, so her dance captain, if you go on her
just say, so it's claims of sexual harassment.
Mm. Weight shaming?
Weight shaming, and then a hostile work environment.
Where's the sexual harassment from? Somebody in the team or by Lizzo?
By Lizzo.
Oh, at crap.
The strip clubs and stuff?
Yeah, but also at a sex show in Amsterdam.
Oh, damn.
So she, okay, Kontiki actually took my group there. I didn't go. So the sex show in Amsterdam, there's a part where they, one of the performers has a banana in her vagina and they select someone in the audience to eat it.
Oh, god!
And Lizzo was egging someone else to do that, even though they weren't comfortable doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. And at the strip club, she was allegedly, this is all alleged, she pressured someone to touch a stripper's boob. So... not looking good, babe.
So then what's with the dance captain?
Okay, so the dance captain, if you go on her Instagram, she's really Christian. Oh. Interesting contradiction. And she's accused of shaming anyone who engages in premarital sex.
Oh, one of those.
Oh, she's also accused...
Like, she's vocal about it.
Yeah, she's vocal about, like, she preaches about the evils of masturbation.
So does she tell Lizzo off?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
She is accused of trying to convert people to her religion. Yeah, I know. Very contradictory.
And she's still the dance captain?
Yeah.
Don't you think you'd get rid of someone like that?
I mean, if she does her job well, I guess Lizzo's like... Mm. Lizzo also was accused of making dancers re-audition unpromptedly for 12 hours.
Huh?
Yeah, a 12-hour re-auditioning session. Yeah.
Do you think she did all of these things?
I can't say, babe.
It's hard to tell, but there are a lot of people coming out and saying that. But
the thing is, there are people that are not involved in the lawsuit whatsoever coming and corroborating these things.
Yeah, that's the thing. People who are going to work with her or started working with her and stopped working with her, they're all saying stuff.
Her documentary, initially she had different...
Yes, that's the one I've seen.
She came out and said, these claims are absolutely true. Yes, because she's so disrespectful.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what I heard. The person doing the documentary couldn't handle that shit.
So she's a proper mean girl.
Yeah. And then she also... mentions, she's like, you know, dancers get fired from gaining weight. It's like your whole
brain. Lizzo.
It's about big girls. Wow. I don't know. It's not looking good. 6 hour world. It's too much.
Mm.
So do you guys think it's legit? I don't know. I'm interested. I haven't actually like delved deep into the story.
Nor have I.
Yeah.
I don't really know Lizzo.
But to be honest, like, I'm just like, yeah, Hollywood is weird. Like,
it's very...
I feel like to even be like a celeb or like a star, there has to be something...
Yeah.
Often. And honestly, nothing fazes me. Nothing fazes me anymore when it comes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And that industry. I feel like it's a very toxic industry. It's very easy.
I don't know who the normal ones are.
Are they normal people?
I feel like, and I also think that it's because, Beyonce. Like, certain people who, their brand is positivity and, like, kind.
I think that's what's really shocking about the Lizzo thing.
For sure, because of
the body positivity that she portrays and stuff like that.
It's like the pastor who has an affair.
Do you know what I mean? It's always them in it.
Sexually.
Yeah, it's always them in it.
Mate, I've also watched a lot of documentaries this week.
Yeah.
Because that one needs
Did you finish it?
I didn't finish it.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking about
the Hillsong. Yeah, the one with Carl Lentz.
Another one.
This is the one with Carl Lentz in it and his wife.
Oh, okay.
And it okay.
Can you please? Which distant platform?
Your friend
will
give you the link.
Okay.
Anyway, but you should watch the.
The one that we
thought was on YouTube.
Yeah, so you should watch the YouTube one first.
I've seen that.
The 4-hour one. It's like a 4-hour one. There are four parts.
Yeah. I think I've seen that one.
You need to watch that first because then when you watch this one,
it gives some.
I think I've seen that
one. So you guys, because I feel when the allegations first came out, I was like in my final year of high school and the Hillsongers were like caping, like it's not true, the devil. And it's like,
wait, what are you talking about?
When the accusations about Hillsong came out.
What are you talking about? Because the Carl Lentz thing just happened.
Yeah, no, no, no. There have been like, no, no, not Carl Lentz. Other, like with, no.
You mean his dad?
Brian Houston's dad, that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That
No.
But like, but that's been like around for time.
No, yeah, that's been around. That but been this around is the time. Catalyst that has unearthed a lot of it.
Yeah.
What it is. And
the Carl Lentz, this is the American one, isn't it? Yeah, the Hollywood one.
Justin Bieber's distant.
Yeah, he's,
It's rough.
What's he accused of?
Who?
Carl Lentz.
Oh, like moral failures.
Yeah, a lot of moral failures.
Just like, yeah, he cheated.
Yeah, oh well.
And then the thing is, because Hillsong has let things like this slide before, so people weren't necessarily shocked that Carl Lentz cheated because it happens.
Mm.
They were shocked more so that Hillsong was so public about how it happened, what happened, and all the details that leaked.
Mm.
Because
it's only because the girl came out, right?
There is that, yes, but then also the way that Brian also, I guess, responded was more like, okay, why is he doing all this?
Yeah.
So then they went then into the story about Brian.
Yeah, and so when you watch the this one, then you're like, oh, this makes sense.
That's why they did it. Like,
because Carl Lentz was golden child.
Yeah.
So is Brian Houston accused of anything?
Yeah. Yes. Are you serious?
He's not been accused.
Beyond
he's
hiding.
An alcoholic. No.
Beyond hiding.
Dad. Oh yeah.
But he's you need to keep watching. You haven't finished, have you? Okay, alcohol. You need to keep watching.
What's the name? What's the guy's name? Not the guy's dad, but the actual guy. His name.
Yeah, what's the name of the actual guy?
All I know is that he's accused of like hiding what his dad did.
No, there's other stuff.
Oh
there's
god.
Yeah,
there's other stuff.
Oh god.
God help us.
So what's he accused of?
Do you know what? Watch it.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
I think it's really interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just interesting because people got very defensive about it when when the slightest thing would come out of it, he was like, no, and it's just interesting to see how things are coming.
Like, I can understand how they would have been defensive because they were so defensive about covering it up, things that they were saying and preaching and stuff like that. So when I watched, I was like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
In one of the interviews documentaries that I watched. When I was like, oh, this shit is serious, because I wasn't really, like, aware. It's just, some background noise, but, like, the depths of, like, Hillsong and how they are and how they operate and what they do. Like, they literally got a cult interventionist to talk about Hillsong and the way they operate. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is insane.
Yeah.
Very scary.
When you understand what happened... When it comes to literally like college and then volunteering.
Yeah, volunteering. You're like, wow, these
literally like groom or
I think I knew. Brainwashed. I knew because I had friends.
Yes,
so I was very aware.
I was just like, oh, she's very like hey ho for the church. Like, yeah. Whoa. Like five services every Sunday.
That's crazy.
They make it your world.
Yeah.
They make it your world.
Like they were talking about how the New York. Brunch was in a club and how they would come in and clean.
I saw that.
Vomit stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
alcohol off the floor because they didn't have a place in
Hillsborough. Wow.
So they would clean the club.
Yeah. So they'll come in, start at 4 a.m. So basically the DJ would walk off, then they'll come on and then start.
And then you, in that scenario, you're saying you're doing it for God.
Yeah. it's really sad.
Yeah, spiritual abuse is like something that... Yeah, it's going to be a long day for a lot of churches, I think. Mega churches?
Mega churches.
Joel Osteen? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked that nothing is...
Not that I'm waiting, but I'm just like...
Bro, do you remember when the hurricane came and was like, absolutely not, you're not coming into my church, poor brothers.
Oh, yes, no. That's true.
What
that's
I was
true.
Thinking about was how a contractor was doing work in his church. They broke the wall and they found like $200,000 in the wall.
I didn't know that one. Is that not an episode of like a Tyler Perry? No, really, no. Oh my god!
Or everything in a Tyler Perry movie is real. What are you talking about?
Is this Narcos? Like, what is this?
It's too much. But honestly,
this is. I'm not gonna lie. I'm disillusioned about church, man.
Bruh.
Like, I'm really disillusioned about church.
More something than fiction. What is it called? Yeah,
truth
it
is stranger than fiction.
Yeah,
that's why everything in Greenleaf is real.
When
is real.
Like,
Yeah.
No, Green. Like when I watched Greenleaf, I was like, "This is real." What's like Greenleaf? I know.
Oh, you haven't the seen it. You Greenleaf. Need to watch it.
Oh, babe.
You do you know what? She wouldn't care. Yeah.
She wouldn't like it.
It's like because I feel like if you go to like a Pentecostal church, yeah. You understand it. So when you watch it, you're just like, and because you don't, you're gonna be like, "What is this?"
Yeah, what is this? You're gonna be like, "These people aren't here."
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of Ethiopian Pentecostal people. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you watch it, you'll probably just be like, "What is this?" Like, I didn't even finish watching Greenleaf because I was like, "This, I can't.
It's a
this
wild
is too much.
Show.
It's getting a wild. It's show. Getting,
but like, it's really good. Like, I think it's a good show. Nah, I'm behind on that one.
Also, she's not what's the word?
She's not discerning.
No, like. No, like, no. She's not brought up. Yeah, she wasn't brought up in church. Okay. So like, you're just watching. But when we're watching, I'm just
I don't have that.
This pastor did this. Oh, I know who that person. Every time when I'm watching it, I can put names. Yeah, okay, everything. Okay. Sure. And then even watching the Hillsong docs, like, oh, okay, I've seen this.
What an insult! I'm not discerning.
I'm like, do you think she's dumb or something?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
I just couldn't find the words.
There's a lot of docos coming out.
Oh, it's a very lot. Interesting. I'm not gonna
There's meant to be I one like on it. Kanye and Kim's divorce.
Oh my gosh, I would love that.
Killian.
I would love that.
Do you know
that,
who was so shockingly
intrigued.
Devastated about their divorce? What? My mum.
Why?
Maybe he feels inferior because they're rich.
What?
No, they have to be
better
for the children.
No.
No.
Bless her.
He's unhinged.
Yeah. He's actually
mentally
unwell.
Yeah.
Oh, are you really invested in that? Like, I'm just curious.
No, I'm just curious about these things. It's not that I'm invested in it, but I just want to see what went on.
What?
Because you just see the paparazzi side or the media side. Yeah, so if they're going to do a detailed documentary, I just want to know.
By the way, apparently Blac Chyna is part of a church that wants to, it's a bit culty.
Oh, is she?
And she like, they want to recruit more people to their Bible college.
Yeah, isn't that the church that gave her the honorary? Yeah. And she couldn't, explain what it was?
Yeah, and it's, nonsense. Like, kind of a pyramid scheme with their, courses.
Oh, it is, gosh.
Yeah.
God help us all.
I know, honest.
God
actually,
help us like, all.
Literally.
Anyway,
do we have Reddit reactions?
Okay.
Let's see. Am I the asshole for making my sister cry since I quizzed her on her knowledge because she wants to homeschool her kid? I am going out of the way and say I don't like homeschooling. I think it is almost impossible to do it correctly on social and educational development. This is coming from someone that went to a shitty public school. So my sister was talking about homeschooling her kid, and she said her and her husband will teach her. My sister and her husband are not the brightest people. Much more physical labour people than understanding math. I tried to ask if that was a good idea, but she basically said how hard could it be. So I started quizzing her, and these were not hard questions. For example, I asked her what a verb was, to name the planets, and a simple math problem. In brackets, I just asked her to do division. She could only name a few planets, and she gave the definition for an adjective, not a verb. She was also completely wrong for the math. It was kind of sad. I told her the right answer and asked if she can't do it, how would she teach the kid to read or do any maths? She called me a jerk and left to cry. Her husband is on my ass. My mum thinks it's a blessing. Am I the asshole?
What? Her mum thinks what's a blessing?
My mum thinks it's a blessing that what I did to not homeschool the kid. I mean, I feel like...
But if that's what she wants to do with her kids, that's up to her.
But I get... He concern wants the best for
his niece. His niece.
He is really thinking about the children. I don't think he was trying to shame her per se. He was just trying to be like, hey, reality check. You don't really know shit. So maybe either get up to speed with what you're going to educate them on, or maybe consider somebody else do it.
But don't you think they would? I don't know. Like, I'm assuming that if you're going to, if you're going to homeschool your kids, you're gonna get the materials and stuff
that. He said, much more physical labor people than understanding.
Yeah, that does sound very
condescending. I just kind of feel like it's not really his place. You can put your 2 cents in, but at the end of the day, it's not your decision. Mm. So if you just say that, oh, I just don't think you should homeschool your kids, that's it. The length that he's gone to, I don't know if that really,
her.
Yeah, I don't really think that makes sense. And like, yeah, as I said, if you homeschool, you're actually going to find that information out and ensure you'll get material. You'll be learning with them. Exactly. Yeah, so he's like, the person's acting like the sister's going to use what she knows to teach their child. Mm-hmm. But I don't think homeschooling works like that.
The thing is, if this is in the US, and it's very controversial in the US because a lot of people homeschool their kids
just to indoctrinate them.
Gotcha. So they will forego any sex education. They will talk about creation as being the way the earth was made as opposed to anything else. And they'll kind of shelter their kids. And some people, and also school, if you're in an abusive situation, school's the only place you can report it, really, if you're a kid.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
But in the comments, like people in the comments are actually on their side.
Okay. So obviously we're thinking, because I'm definitely thinking of this as an Aussie, so I have no idea.
No, I was just thinking of it as just, I get it, because like at the end of the day, you want to make sure that the person is who's teaching them is, that's how I feel about teachers. I don't want a dumbass teaching my kids. So you have to learn like me.
They're your kids.
Yeah, exactly. They're not his kids.
You would never.
I don't want a dumbass teaching anybody's kids, though.
But you would never vocalize that to that extent. Not to this extent.
Like, I was dumb, right?
Mary, you wouldn't.
To do primary school teaching.
Yeah. And then I decided to homeschool my kids. You'd be like, what's 5 divided by 6?
I don't think you would do that. That's exactly what you're saying.
But the thing is, I'm thinking of it literally like, I have brothers. And if they were concerned, they would probably be like, oh, why are you doing that for? Like, so I'm just thinking, like, as my brother, they'll probably be like, oh, are you sure? Like, make sure you do A, B, C, D. Like,
because they really do have, like, what's a verb? Actually, they probably
they,
would.
Yeah.
I can imagine one of her brothers quizzing you.
I don't think they would quiz me.
My brother
no.
would. Oh, would you?
Yeah,
what's a verb then?
No, I think they would try and
they might use example in a different way.
Apart from the condescending part, maybe he does know that his sister is dumb.
No, honestly,
maybe she's just not right. She
could just I also think
he said that.
But I also think when you teach, you teach, you also learn things as well.
Yeah. So is that your child's education that you should be testing out?
No, I'm not saying you should be testing out, but I'm saying that because I taught and I learned stuff. Even though I knew a lot of stuff,
it does teach you.
I still learned stuff. So in my mind, I'm like,
say when you're studying for an exam, teach somebody the concepts or whatever.
Yeah, to show that you understand and that type of thing. So that's kind of where my mind's gone as well. Is like, I feel like the person can be equipped.
Can I read a comment?
Yeah, go for it.
Not the asshole. I'm not in or from the US, and in my country, homeschooling is illegal.
Whoa.
Unless there are medical.
What country are you from?
I know. Probably bloody South Korea. Korea.
I thought probably definitely like a Scandinavian country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wouldn't let people.
Oh, that's a good point because they've got like the best education in the world.
Unless there are medical reasons for it, and the parent during the teaching has to pass several different
tests. That makes sense.
And the kids need to pass tests every year with knowledge for that grade.
Okay.
The US the worst literacy rate in the Western world.
Okay.
It does.
Though,
partially due to the high rates of homeschooling.
Oh.
It is also the country with the most registered cults in the Western world.
Yeah.
This
I cannot wrap my head around how it is so legal and so unregulated.
America is not a real place. This is why America is not a real place. Okay, so really they're saying that homeschooling is not guided, it's not regulated and all those type of things. Yeah. Okay, in that sense, fair. I thought homeschooling was, since it's such a big thing.
It is here.
No, like in the US, since it's such a big thing and people make such a hoo-ha.
I'm not regulated in the US.
Nothing's regulated.
Like, can't just like misbehave, isn't it? The way she's like desert camp?
Oh, yeah. When they get like the sergeants.
That's crazy.
They just chuck cold water in the middle of the night and stuff. It's so crazy.
Gosh,
it's not a real place. Come on,
I actually cannot.
Is this a documentary on YouTube?
No.
So when Paris Hilton was a teenager and acting out of pocket,
they sent her there.
You had to talk her there. In the middle of the night, they dragged her out of her room like it was kidnapped.
Really?
And her parents were just crying, and she's like, I don't know.
So who took her there?
Exactly. So dumb.
Wait, who took her there?
So then the parents. Must have said, yes, please sign up my child.
Yes.
And then they were like, all right, cool, no problem. We're going to start it whenever.
We're going to come pick you up. And then
Is that how
so
they brought
paid for trauma?
They even blindfold her. Like, she's kidnapped.
I've never heard of this.
It's very crazy. It's called, what's it called? Troubled teens industry. And there's a whole industry around putting troubled teens in these, like, desert camps.
I've seen that, because my husband is like obsessed with prison documentaries.
Oh, is he? Interesting.
So I've seen one where they
but
have
stuff like that's
like
interesting.
A behavioral program where basically like it's just like a prelude to jail, so mm-hmm. they see what jail is like. But then it's also like a camp, like what you're saying.
And is it, isn't that to like, try and scare them yes, to not? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very,
but these ones are branded as like, oh, just counseling and stuff.
But you kidnapped.
Essentially, just abusing them.
Yeah, like that is they'll scary.
They'll put you in solitary confinement.
No.
Out of
at their small age.
And from as young as 12.
No.
And Dr. Phil is known to send misbehaving. You know how he brings like misbehaving. He's known to send them there. Do you remember the girl, Catch Me Outside, How About That?
Yes.
Yeah.
She came out and said, like, he sent her to one of those campaigns.
Really?
Yeah. She's like so anti-Dr. Phil. She's like, he's so exploitative, which I totally get.
Yeah.
She was wild.
All of those shows
Yeah.
Does he still have a show?
Dr. Phil, yeah.
Really?
It still comes up.
Really?
I'm not at home at midday anymore.
Would any of you homeschool your kids?
No way.
Maybe. Depends what we're doing, where I am in my life. I would never say never. Because it depends how I think the world is going. If I think it's a shit show and yeah. I don't like what they're teaching, and I feel like I'm in a stage of my life where I really
where you can do that.
Yeah, where yeah. I can do that, sure. But obviously, yeah. I think I take it very serious and I take education serious. So yeah. I'm not going to take it as play work.
Yep, yep.
Like, I'm going to make sure that, first of all, they enjoy it. I enjoy it to some extent, and then obviously that they are excelling.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm confident enough to do that. Or, like, people actually don't teach their own kids sometimes with homeschooling. Sometimes they'll just get someone who's a teacher in the home.
Fair. Because that's, do you know what? That's what I was about to say, because I was like, I've seen people who are teachers teach their kids and the frustration. And my dad, when I was younger, my dad used to try and teach me. No.
Of course. He's like, done it for how many hours
in the
day?
They get so frustrated by it. And also, I think when you're a parent like that, you think your kid's also smarter than what they are.
Yeah.
Or like the level. Like you think they're like 16, but they're 10. Yeah. And just that, oh, no, I wouldn't do it. I'd rather someone else do it.
Yeah. But most people do that are very wealthy.
Yeah. You would have to be.
Your average Joe is not doing that.
No.
Anyway. Oh, okay. I think because of all the parenting pages I follow, I feel like it's not something that's like
out, it's not out of crazy reach.
Yeah.
It's an organization.
Yeah.
And
I feel like if you're wealthy, there's probably a reason to it. Like the kids maybe in sport and they need to be training like 7 hours a day,
exactly,
or they're an actor or something like that. Like there's usually a reason to it in that sense.
What would be the benefits that would make you want to do homeschooling?
I feel like you
can control what they're learning.
I feel like especially having boys, I feel like sometimes like the way that schools are set up, like you have to sit there like for
the
know,
structure
one,
of
one
it.
1 hour a day. Yeah. Like that just inherently is not in kids to sit sit around. Yeah, like I know that, like, for example, the primary school I'm sending my kids to, they don't necessarily have to like sit down and do their work. Like and the max that they'll sit down is for 20 minutes. And then sometimes
really?
They have like these weird boards with like you see kids like going back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, that's really
they
good.
Need to move.
Yeah.
It's just actually not natural for kids.
They won't sit for longer than 20 minutes. The whole
because it's kindergarten. Like your
the way they structure
it.
Oh,
and
okay.
Plus your what do you call it? Span.
Attention
span.
Yeah.
I just came out of a room, bro.
So I think that's probably
one of the benefits.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And then also where you are out in life, if you feel like you have something to offer, and why not? And then also just because I think Australia is very regulated, so you definitely have to.
Definitely.
And they also have like social programs.
Yes.
Where like they have to have activities on the weekend with other kids at home.
Yep.
Socialize. Yeah. It's not like that. They like stay home.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I feel like depending on where I am in my life, why not? I mean, I'd never say never. But I think I would get a tutor mostly, or I have to feel very confident
in doing it.
Yeah, that I could teach them myself. Yeah. But I feel I like that idea of having like the parents go to a particular course or whatever. Do that. Exactly.
Yeah,
that just sounds like common sense.
Even like if you're like the industries that we're in, if we wanted to be teachers, we'd have to go and get trained like for a year or something.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's only fair if a parent does that as well.
Yeah.
I was this is a Korean lady that I follow who's like really Christian on TikTok, and she homeschooled her kids and they're like in Ivy League.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she's actually great.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And she was saying, she was saying how like people tell her, you know, you're indoctrinating your kids by homeschooling them. And she's like, well, it's either I indoctrinate them, or the world
indoctrinates. Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
And they're all. Do you say?
Yeah, all they're all have Ivy.
Wow.
One is a doctor of a dentist. Anyway, they're all smart. very smart.
But yeah. She's also a very smart person. Like you can tell.
Yeah,
so that's the thing.
Like her husband is a doctor,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So.
Impressive.
Yeah. Right. That was a hardy episode. Far out.
We went all around.
What? Yeah, me too. Let's off distance. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.